From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear.
And Jason's gone full Cajun because he's so excited. Obviously, Arizona men's basketball just defeated Oregon at Oregon on that awful floor. And also rip that floor because we never have to see it again, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Arizona won 87-78. They led the entire game. Caleb Love had a career all-time high scoring tonight. We'll get to that. But before we begin, really quick, we're going to have a message from our sponsor, and then we're going to let it roll. Managing your money involves more than simply making and following a budget. You may be great at spending less than you take in, but if you don't put your excess money to work, your savings could be dry as the Sonoran Desert. Money management with us at Longview Insurance and Investments involves creating budgets to understand and decide where your money is going and growing tax efficiently. Learn more and visit our website at www.longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. I said it twice. Learn more. There you go. Shout out to Andre, who was talking to me throughout the whole game.
So before we jump into the specifics, I think we need to really summarize how big of a win this is. I always tell Shelby that there's almost no such thing as a big regular season win. But I had said after the Oregon State game, by the way, Shelby, nobody noticed. We didn't do a preview for this
game. Yes, we just want to say, ha-ha, joke's on you guys. We didn't do a preview last night.
Last night, I was driving home. We had gone for a ride with the kids. It was like 10 p.m. And I was like, you know what, man? I really don't want to do a preview.
I think we were just so still wiped out from the loss on Thursday and just, you know, life and this week was insane. Nobody noticed, so it doesn't matter.
Maybe this is the start of something. Maybe we should just not do preview podcasts.
It's all us. I kind of was trying to do my little mindset jinx thinking that I was thinking Oregon might win. And Jason actually picked Arizona on his preview.
Something, man, we're all over the place. But so... We were out today before the game because away games, if you know me, I can't sit at home.
Nope.
I can't. Like, I have to drive up until Brielle's over here shaking her head. I would say 20 minutes before a game is when I can return home, but I literally have to leave the house. And today, for a rare time, I put on 1290 to listen to the interviews. And they interviewed Tommy, and Tommy said something interesting where he basically said, like, look, like, I know we lost to Oregon State. He goes, we're very close. He goes, I know people don't believe this, but we are very close to playing really well and running off some games. He's like, we're right there. I don't know when we're going to get there, but I tell the guys that if we play hard and bring energy, we're going to find it. And he nailed this game.
He did.
Something I noticed right from the get-go, and maybe I don't notice this often or I don't pay attention to it.
You were right.
Everyone on the bench wasn't, like, even Matt Prime on the Oregon 24/7 site was like, I've never seen a bench like this.
They were vibrant.
Turning to the crowd, talking trash. The managers were standing the whole game. Caleb Love was yelling at fans. I don't know if the fans were saying something or if it was just Tommy said, look, guys, like, we need to bring super energy. And Brian Peterson sent me a stat. I'm going to see if I could find it here.
Of course he did. Oh, Brian.
Live on air, because it's a crazy stat when you look at it. I'm going to see if I can find it. Live on air, Shelby. It's basically Arizona men's basketball is 13. This is a crazy stat. Arizona men's basketball is 13-1 when attendance is 9,000 or more.
Woo.
The only loss is Purdue. They are 1-4 when it is below 8,000. With the only win being at Cal. In other words, this team has struggled to motivate when the stadium is empty. When it is full, it motivates very well. But you could feel right from the beginning. Like, that's the key. Like,
it's the vibes.
We can analyze the talent, the shooting, the defense, but a lot of it is just effort and energy. And that, I thought, was by far the effort and energy in this game. I think may have been the best of the season. Michigan State, I think, was close.
Yeah, maybe Duke, and we were at that game.
Maybe Duke. But I thought that this game, from beginning to end, in that environment, like, Arizona looked more energetic and looked like they were playing harder than Oregon. And Oregon plays hard.
Yeah, they played so hard someone got removed from the court with a broken ankle, I think. But
you wonder, like, I don't want to toot my own horn, but that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, let's do it.
So I started to think that Arizona was going to win because everyone was picking against Arizona. And I'm a little disappointed in Arizona fans, because you should know that, like, this is Arizona basketball. Whenever you think they're going to lose, they win. And whenever you think they're going to win, they lose.
They break your heart.
Right? Like, so when everyone started saying they're lost, I turned to Shelby. I was like, Arizona's winning. She's like, no. And I was like, no. Like, everyone thinks they're gonna lose. Like, they're winning. Like, Vegas also isn't stupid. Why is Arizona favored? I'm betting on Oregon. I'm putting everything on Oregon. I'm putting $100 on Oregon. And meanwhile, Vegas is like, you idiots. That's why we did this. And it's like, it's only 4.5. It dropped to, like, 3 at tip. And Vegas was like, ha, 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 we fooled you. Like, it's Arizona's not a bad team. Like, I think that sometimes we get carried away so much with losses that we go from assuming a team can't play poorly, it's just a poor team, right? Like, right. There's a difference. Like, you look around college basketball, and for the last couple of days, me and a few other posters have been posting the road stats for top 10 teams against unranked opponents, and they're atrocious. Because, like, that's college basketball now. And, you know, look, we're recording this right after. Like, Oregon State's beating ASU by 11 right now. That team is considerably better at home. Does that make that loss excusable? No, it actually makes it a little more frustrating, because Arizona could have gotten away with a road sweep. But now, with Arizona going on the road and beating Oregon, the Pac-12 probably runs through Arizona again. So you went from a 24-hour span where you had people saying Arizona was going to be an 8 seed and that they were divorcing their wives and living in solitary and whatever, to all of a sudden the Pac-12 probably runs through Arizona again. And I think that the biggest thing is, again, we're going to look at individual players and stats and schemes and all that. But at the end of the day, if Arizona brings the energy and the effort, they're probably going to win a game 9 times out of 10.
I don't know if anyone else can tell, but Jason's really hype right now.
I don't get hyped after wins.
First of all, he was already screaming within the first few minutes when Caleb drained his first three.
And you can ask me. I am generally speaking with basketball. Football, I'm always loud. But basketball, I generally just watch games. And it pisses Shelby off. I don't react to stuff.
He's very oddly quiet. He was very animated today. So I'm assuming everyone listening, you were also as animated, if not more. I didn't throw anything because I didn't need to today, so that was good. But let's just start with, you know, Jason's shaking. He's so hype right now.
Well, no, I don't think I ate enough today.
Also, you might hear a beeping because my oven's going to go off. We're having lasagna for dinner.
It's not a bomb.
Anyway, let's start off with, obviously, Caleb Love.
I think we should just, for this one, let's start off with strategy, first of all.
I was going to start with Caleb.
But I think we need to point out a couple things in the box score, and then we'll go to individual players. Oregon was only 7 of 18 from 3. Arizona was 10 of 19 from 3. Oregon did the thing where they dared Arizona to shoot threes, but if you make them, it doesn't work. Like, in Arizona sometimes has that defensive strategy too, and if you don't make them, like Alabama didn't in the game early season, it works. Arizona was 78% from the line. The biggest thing to me is Arizona only turned the ball over 10 times, and it only led to 11 points.
It feels like most of them were Pella.
Or they were. He had 4 of them. Oregon turned the ball over 14 times, and it led to 17 points. Arizona won the glass. Arizona had 12 bench points, which is great. I'm sorry, I'm reading. Had 12 second chance points. Oregon had 19 because Oregon had more offensive rebounds. Points in the paint, 36 to 34. Oregon's bench outscored him, but Oregon's bench plays more guys. This was just, it came down to defense, defending the three, and shooting. Like, Oregon's a pretty good defensive team. They're not awful. And Arizona shot 49%. And a big reason why they shot 49%, Shelby,
is because of Caleb Love.
We call it the Caleb Love experience.
Mm-hmm. Because
you don't know what you're going to get.
It's like the big show.
You're going to get 10 of 25. You're going to get 8 for 11. Or you're going to get tonight, 12 of 18. When Caleb Love is playing, like, so he missed 6 shots. 3 of them were from 3, Shelby. He only turned the ball over twice. He played 39 minutes. In my breakdown, I mentioned that was Arizona's biggest advantage.
Right.
That Oregon did not have anyone, even though JD and Tracy is a bigger guard, he cannot guard Caleb Love. They don't have that guy. When you go down the starting five, that's the one matchup that, in my opinion, was probably the biggest advantage that Arizona had. And clearly, there was no one on Oregon that could guard Love. He knew that early. And I think Arizona did a good job of getting him the ball. He created a lot for himself.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.
But he also was able to create through other players' actions. But Arizona, when he's playing like this, and this is why Tommy Lloyd got Caleb Love. Yep. Because at the end of the day, the difference between being a great team or a good team and a great team or whatever is a guy like Caleb Love, where he's above that level. He was the best player on the court, on players that, you know, the court had plenty of good
pretty
players
good players. And what happened today for him? He beat his...
Yes, career high, 36 points. It took a little bit. I thought he was going to hit 40, but he fell off a little bit during that game. But here's the thing too, when he stopped scoring, other guys stepped up. And you look at him defensively too, Tracy only had 2 points. And again, let's go back to that before we continue with individual stuff. I'm just blabbering. But let's go back to Oregon offensively. Dante got his, very good player, but I love Shellstat. I think he's awesome. 2 of 7 for 6 points, 2 assists and 1 turnover. Did nothing. Cuisinart, who we had mentioned his numbers, I saw on the board, his numbers are way higher than they've ever been in his career. He had 20, but it took 19 shots to get there. You'll live with that every day. Biddle only had 4 points. Aquendo had 13, and a lot of them were in garbage. Rigsby, who can score off the bench, didn't make a shot and only took 2 attempts. Kwame Evans, who's dangerous sometimes, only had 5. So when you look at their offense, for the most part, the guys like Dante played well, but again, there wasn't that second guy that there usually is with Oregon.
Yeah.
Let's just go down the line.
Let's just go down the line. Play by player. So we talked about Love. Obviously, he was great.
We're just going in the box score, player by player.
Well, the next one down is Pella.
My boy Pella needs an ice bath.
Pella, let me say something. I love Pella. I know he tries really hard. I mean, he gave maximum effort against Oregon State, even though the result wasn't what we wanted. He was the one on the court the other night that really wanted it. Tonight, everything he tried to do didn't work most of the time. But and he's a big old bruise.
I will credit this. I thought his defense was superb.
His defense was great, but the turnovers weren't great.
I think the defense a lot of times gets overshadowed by his 4 turnovers, but I thought he rebounded pretty well. He had 7 points. He didn't shoot well, but I thought his defense, it's almost excusable. The turnovers were stupid. He had that one sequence where he turned it over, and then he hit his head, and 4 players got hurt. Shout out Keyshawn Bartholomew,
He was like a bowling ball today.
I do mean that. Shout out Keyshawn Bartholomew. That's not as bad as it looks.
Yeah, I hope he's all right.
But Pella, Pella doesn't need to necessarily score. You want him to score. But if he's defending his ass off and the guy across from him, Cuisinart, for instance, goes 6 of 19, you'll take 7 points from Pella, because if Pella scores 15 and the guy across from him scores 15, who
and
cares?
It's a wash.
Right.
I just hope he doesn't have a concussion, because he did hit his
He's got a concussion,
hard.
A broken shoulder. I think he probably broke
he
a couple
toes. He did hit his face on the court. I think he might have lost some teeth.
Can I just say this, too? I think I say this every day. Casey Jacobson, my favorite, there were two things that really stuck out. Him wondering why Arizona, who's like the worst team ever at defending the three, wasn't double-teaming Dante down low. But my favorite is Pella standing there, Dante running in a straight line and laying Pella out. And Casey Jacobson goes, well, what's Dante supposed to do? It's like, literally take two steps to the left.
Move?
Like, literally take two steps to the left and run around him.
And
like,
what was great about that, too, is every single call tonight where, like, you know, plays were getting reviewed, his prediction was completely wrong. Like, 89% of the time. He's awful.
Yeah, I he's just not good.
I don't know. Would you rather have him or Walton? Or
I mute it when Walton's on.
Yeah.
But I mute it, like, I mute it quite a bit lately.
Yeah, we know. It gets a little bit on our nerves.
I like Shelby's yelling.
The silence of me, like, just screaming.
This next one is a full-out apology tour.
Okay, so here we go. Kylan.
Kylan
Boswell.
Obvious reader of Wildcat Authority.
Thank you for joining the team,
When
sir.
My boy Stat Freak started a thread, shout-out Stat Freak, and said, how many points will Kylan Boswell have over under 5 or whatever it is, and I said, because of this thread, guaranteed he had 15 points. He had 14.
We'll take it.
People say, well, why is Tommy playing Brett Boswell? Why? It's, and I'm not going to say they knew this game was coming, but again, like, it was very obvious tonight, too. Arizona needs a good Kylan Boswell if it is going to make it any type of run in the NCAA tournament. It cannot win without a good Kylan Boswell. By the way, Jaden Bradley was terrible today.
Yeah.
Right? He was. Let's just be real. He was probably the only player that was, like, he just didn't defend well when he was in there. He only played 13 minutes because he just did not play well. Boswell had 14 points. You could tell the confidence isn't there on sometimes. He had the play where he went up in the air, gave it up, got it back, and hit the three, which worked out. But then he had another play later on where, like, he hesitated, and you could tell. But he took 12 shots. He made 5, 14 points. This was one of his best games of the season in a hostile environment. And now, if you're Tommy Lloyd, your job is to make sure that you are building on this. You can't have a one-off where every 2 or 3 weeks you have a good game and you disappear. Now the goal is, okay, you had 14. I don't need 14 from you every night, but I need you to confidently run the offense. And that's something, too. I thought the offense moved very well. Very well.
Yeah, it did. And one thing I also noticed, I mean, he's known for this, but he had some great passes tonight. You know, like, he's kind of become a technician with it. So that's awesome. I was really impressed. And obviously when he nailed that three, that smile, obviously that's what we want to see. We want to see that inner confidence coming out.
Because we forget sometimes he's 18, Shelby.
He's only 18. He doesn't turn 19 until April.
But you're right. Like, he's smiling. Like, and I know that's corny, but, like, when was the last time Boswell smiled in a game? And you saw it on camera. It's like... It's and he's taken an immense amount of shit, myself included. I was killing him for the last 48 hours. He was awful. Like, it doesn't delete how bad he was against Oregon State or other games. It, if anything, it emphasizes and magnifies
that he is good.
That he is good and he is valuable to this team. Like, they need Kylan Boswell to make a run. I can't say that enough. If he plays poorly, they're in trouble. They need him.
Right. One thing I noticed tonight, too, just obviously, like, the entire vibe of the game, Arizona was having fun. And it's been a long time since I've watched an Arizona game where not only were they, you know, things were clicking, it wasn't perfect, you know, turnovers and things like that, but it genuinely looked like they were enjoying the moment. And that is very key for this team in particular. The bench needs to be involved. The coaches need to be involved. Tommy was jawing at some of those ridiculous calls that the refs were making. Most of the fouls were against Oregon.
When Keyshawn got the... So
what happened
Love,
with the tech?
Caleb Love didn't get a tech for yelling at the fans. Keyshawn, I guess, went up to an Oregon player and started saying, on your head, which also isn't a tech. But if you notice, and actually Casey Jacobson, who I dislike, but he made a good point, Tommy didn't say a word to Keyshawn. He was just like, whatever.
That's a good tech.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, you got to support your boy.
like, whatever.
You got to support your... If you want someone to support you in a fight or get your back, I would say that Keyshawn is the best. I would want him in my corner. So, awesome. Balo?
Look, Balo takes a lot of shit. He started off with 5 points and 4 rebounds in the first, 5 minutes or whatever, and he finished with five more points and five more rebounds, basically. He still has to get better at the rim. To his credit, he was 4 of 6, but, you know, he only played 20 minutes in this game, and he had foul trouble. But, man, like, I think part of it tonight is, like, you got to credit Dante. Like, Dante's really freaking good. 19 points, 5 rebounds. Like, Dante is really, really, if anything, he is underappreciated nationally, right? Like, I think Dante is really good, and that's a battle that Umar had, and I'm fine with tonight's effort. Like, I'm not upset about it. I think he played the right amount of minutes, and he made 2 of 3 free throws, which you can live with, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I am too. I know I saw some tweets about his butterfingers. I mean, I think that's just going to happen, but then you also are going to take the times when he reaches in and he does get that rebound in the scrum in the middle there.
I thought he also got hosed by a few bad calls.
Yeah, he did, and always the fouls on him.
There were a couple plays where he was inside. There was one where he wound up making a fadeaway jumper, and the reason he was fading away is because he was fouled, and there's a couple rebounds that he got a foul called on him. I thought he got hosed a little bit, but look, if he's going to have 10 points, 9 rebounds in 20 minutes and only miss 2 shots, I think it's hard not to live with most of the time.
Right. Okay, Johnson, obviously.
Yeah, we talked played about well. Him. I mean, played there's, well. You know, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 34 minutes. I thought this is one of his better defensive games, too. You know, Arizona switched a lot. Pella was on Biddle. Johnson was on Biddle. Except, remember, Biddle's 7 feet tall. He had 4 points. And he only played 12 minutes, which, you know, we thought. But even then, like, the switching, the Kwame Evans, you know, KJ Evans only had 5 points and 5 boards. Overall, and what I like also is kind of off to the side is Arizona. Now, it happened because of foul trouble a little bit, but Arizona went to that basically a 5-guard lineup.
I know, they did.
4-guard and
they
one
small.
Quote-unquote big, and it worked. And it was cool to see because I've been asking for that for a while to go smaller, play key shot at the 5 a little bit, move things around, and it worked. And by the way, for the people that don't think Tommy Lloyd adjusts, there were lineups he played today that he hasn't really played all season. And a lot of times it's not necessarily about adjusting. It's about executing what you want your team to execute and doing it at a higher level. And I think that's part of what we saw today.
All right. And we'll just finish up here.
Lewis and Krivas.
Lewis and Krivas.
Lewis played 21 minutes. Now, here's the key with Lewis, right? He played 21 minutes. You're like, oh, if he played 21 minutes, he probably scored nicely. He didn't. He only had 3 points and 2 rebounds, 2 assists. But there's a very clear reason why he played. He is very good defensively. Very good. And the defense that he played on whatever guard he was on Oregon, they moved around a lot, was excellent. And you probably could have made a case for him playing more even tonight.
Yep, I like to see it.
Krivas. I thought he was excellent. I really did.
Excellent.
And look, the problem is, and why he didn't play more than 11 minutes, I just cramped. Did you hear that? My leg literally just started cramping in the middle of the podcast. Maybe I should eat something. Holy crap. Oh my God, that hurts so bad. And I'm such a true. I'm like Pella out here.
It's a trolley horse.
Yeah, I got one of those.
So flex your leg and bring your foot towards you.
This is it for me, guys.
Anyway,
Krivas just can't guard Dante. Like, he just has nothing to offer Dante defensively. But 5 points, 6 rebounds. 6 rebounds in 11 minutes for Krivas is really, really good because sometimes he disappears with rebounds. And, yeah, like, this is one of the, like, Mike Luke called me on the way home.
I know.
He goes, with 2 minutes left when he's leaving his watch party. And he's right. He goes, this is just one of those games you can't complain about anything.
No.
If you are posting a negative after this game, you need to check yourself because it's nothing wrong with this game.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're trying to do the podcast and the Royal Rumble is on. Holy crap.
Brielle's losing her
Naomi
mind.
Just came back.
Brielle's losing
okay,
her mind.
Sorry. We got to focus. Why is this on while we're trying to do the podcast?
I told you.
Shh.
Brielle, shut up.
Anyway, we're going to finish the podcast here. I thought we were pausing this before all the stuff happened. Anyway, if you guys don't know,
I paused it now.
We are
very highly entertained by wrestling. Brielle's losing her mind.
Huge, not just WWE fans, but just like we love the Royal Rumble. It's our favorite one of the year.
It's entertaining. But anyway.
Obviously, Arizona wins. Hello, like, just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing to complain about. This is a very, very big win. But again, as I always say, Shelby, it's only as big as your next
win. The next win.
Like, Arizona needs to sweep. It needs to win at home this upcoming week, and then you kind of...
Well, and Mikhail's going to bring the energy. The crowd's going to be awesome. And Arizona needs to capitalize.
I don't even know who they play this week.
Move forward with this kind of momentum.
Is it February? Yeah, so they play Cal and Stanford. So, like, Stanford's here on Sunday, and they need to beat the shit out of Stanford.
It is a kind of, it is weird. It's
a Sunday game. So, it's a Thursday, Sunday. Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah, I mean, overall, again, nothing to complain about. Huge win for Arizona. I'm pumped. Shelby's pumped. Brielle's pumped.
Five-star, no notes, Tommy. Great job.
You know what to do, baby.
No matter where you are, no matter what you do, you can always bear down, baby.
So while I was watching the game, Shelby was also watching the game, but she was making Wildcat Scoop podcast gear.
Well, some
mugs,
swag.
Stickers, whatever. So we're going to preview them, and maybe if people are interested in
interested,
them, we're going to create a little bit more. So
let me know.
Make sure you're paying attention to Miss Shelby K as she curses everyone out. And wildcatauthority.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.